I just ask that the words that you've placed in Kerry's heart, Lord, will come out in the way you want them to come out. And Lord, I just ask that our hearts will be fertile ground. That, Lord, the seed won't fall in the stony bits, but will go into good soil, Lord. And Lord, that this word that I know sits on Kerry will cause fruit in abundance. Amen.
Thank you, Simon. I was reading that this morning about soil and seeds. Here we are in the new year, and if you were here when Stephen Klemick spoke, there were lots of R's, weren't there? And I've got some R's for you this morning. So it's the new year, and as you saw in that glorious video, thank you, Andy. I will never get used to that. The new year for me is a really significant time, and I think it's significant for us here in River Church. And it's a time when we reflect. It's a time when we reassess. It's a time when we readjust, where we reboot, where we remind ourselves of who we are and what is important for us. And today, for us as the River family. And I know that in our individual churches last Sunday, I know we've all had some kind of vision morning, haven't we? Where we've been refreshing ourselves, we've been re-inspiring ourselves, we've been reminding ourselves about what we're going for in our localities during the coming year. And as a senior team here in River, we've also been asking, well, what's our why as the wider River family? Why are we here? How are we going to express that? And what does that look like in 2019 in order for us to set some clear priorities for the year ahead? And that those conversations are ongoing. We're going to be talking with the church leaders and the leadership teams and communicating that more widely as the months go by. And during the course of those conversations, we've been looking at the foundations of River Church, which Simon has already talked about this morning. What are we, River family, at our core? Why are we here? Simon's already said Ezekiel 47 verse 9 is River's founding scripture. And Andrew told me when we met, you were in the meeting when this was adopted, so there you go. Wherever the river flows, it will bring life. And that idea is reflected through our river logo, Chris. And you'll see there is the river, the waters, the blue coming in and exploding out in life. And Chris, next one, at the core there is River Church. And that's where we're meant to be, people. We're meant to be there, being the people who have the river of life flowing through us and we explode it out. And Simon has already been talking about those scriptures and the life that flows through us. Here we are, people, with our feet planted on the earth, with the Spirit of God within us. We are the doors and the gateways for the kingdom of God to come into this world. Do we believe it? We do. And we firmly believe that River's call is to be a family of radical, kingdom-focused Jesus followers. That's who we're to be. Bringing everyone we meet real, life-changing encounters with Jesus and releasing the kingdom of God into this world. And that's what our logo represents. Chris. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom for the brokenhearted, and new eyes for the blind, to preach to the prisoners, 'You are set free.' I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun. This is our commission as the people of God in this region, as the River family, bringing those kinds of encounters wherever we go as we release that life." Now, as Simon's already said, there's been all sorts of prophetic input lately. We only have to look in the Bible for the precious promises that God gives us. Next one, please. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. River Church, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish this. He will achieve infinitely more than your wildest dream, your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Amen. That is good news. And as I've been thinking and praying into River Church, and as I bring all of those things together, that founding scripture, those prophecies we've had, these words from the Bible, I've been asking the Lord, how does this work out for us in River? What is it going to take for us to see this come to pass? How do we partner with God to see these things happen? And I actually believe that it's going to come down to who we choose to be. We had a prophetic word in Maidenhead from Emma Stark in November, and she said this: the real question over you right now is this: who are you? Heaven is leaning forward and asking you, who are you? I think hell is leaning forward too and saying, who are they going to be in this moment? Who are you? And I think this is the key question for us. Who are we going to choose to be? As the River family, what is going to mark us out as people? And as I've prayed in recent weeks, I've felt that first of all, God is asking us to be a people of courage. Now, if we're going to be courageous, what is that going to mean? So I went to the dictionary. Good place to start. Here are some other words for courageous that might resonate with you a bit better. Brave, fearless, valiant, intrepid, heroic, lion-hearted. I like that one. Bold, daring, adventurous. That reminds me of Colin. Adventurous, audacious, gritty, gutsy. The opposite, cowardly, timid. Let's be people of courage. And so I asked the Lord, I said, well, what courage do we need, Lord? And I felt him say, I want you to have courage in radical passion for my son, in showing people who I really am, and in truly being part of my body here in this earth. So I've abbreviated those as radical passion, show and tell, we all remember that at school, and belong. So let's look at the first one, Chris. God wants us to have courage in radical passion for his son. How can we not be hopelessly devoted to the one who gave his life for us? How can I be lukewarm when I realise there's no one at all anywhere who can love me like Jesus loves me? How can I not adore him and give him all my devotion when I truly see all that he's released to me in the riches of heaven? We're invited to know him. It's the most precious invitation we could ever have, to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Intimately, not as a theory and not from afar. But it's so easy, isn't it, to be spiritually okay. to come on Sundays, to do our small group, to do the Christian things we're meant to do. But do we have that passion for him? That fire in our hearts? Is our experience of him real and life-changing, transforming us daily? He wants that for us. It is so easy to be lukewarm and half-hearted. Our busy lives push us towards that, don't they? They're just giving God the bare minimum. Oh, marvellous, thank you. The enemy of our souls wins day after day as he keeps us distracted, running around, never giving heart space and time to our Father God. I find it so easy to slip into that. It is a battle to stay focused and present, intentional in being with him. But there is more, and he wants to give it to us. What things can we do to help us maintain that passion for Jesus? How can we stir up more of that in our hearts this season? You know, spiritual disciplines are really important, and we might wriggle at the word discipline, but boy, do we need it sometimes. That digging in, that spending time worshipping, praying, in silence with God, reading our Bibles, time spent looking on the face of Christ. It's still not happening. The people of God. The people of God, our new series starts on Monday, tomorrow even. Here's a great way for you to begin one of those spiritual disciplines. Grab a reading plan booklet from the welcome table on your way out, if you haven't had one already in your churches, and join the whole River family. We are all doing it together. It is fantastic. And see the fruit that comes from that. Now, I was with Laura. Come up, Laura, in the week. And she was sharing with me a little bit about her journey, about exactly, I will, those spiritual disciplines. Go, Laura. I'll
do it. Hi, everyone. Now, I don't normally stand up like this at all. It's not my necessary comfort zone. But, yeah, I just wanted to share a testimony with you about how I found freedom in reading the Word. Maybe 4 months ago or something you spoke, Kerry challenged us in Maidenhead to have a passion for Jesus, which is the same challenge this morning. And I sort of thought about that and thought, what does that actually mean for me? What is going on in me that I need to change, and how do I approach that? And so I was like, right, God is challenging me to get into his word, which, to be honest, I hadn't properly read my Bible for over 2 years. I kind of delved in and out of it, but not actually sat down and read stuff properly, mainly because I struggle with accessing the word and, to be honest, find it quite hard to understand. But God said to me, you know, this is not your limit. You want to get to know me, so this is not your limit. You just go for it. So I had that desire to get to know him more and go to the Bible. So I decided that I would commit to this challenge. I was like, yep, I really want to do this. So at the moment, and starting 4 months ago, I get up at 6:15, I set my alarm, and I go downstairs with my coffee, sit on my nice little chair. Sometimes Josiah joins me, but it doesn't always happen. And I commit to... So I started with the older one of this one, and I just sort of said to God, right, I'm going to go through this, and I haven't always understood it, and it hasn't always impacted me in a massive way, but I have absolutely loved getting to know Jesus through it, and these are the things I've learned, and I just wanted to share that with you. I've learned how the people of God in the Bible did life with God. It's given me immense peace. There's situations in my life at the moment where, without Jesus, He has given me immense peace. I've been able to cope with situations in a calmer way, just general life with kids, being a mum of two kids, having a job, doing various things in church. I've known the Holy Spirit walk with me in a physical, tangible way. I can go about my day and I can share Jesus with my friends in a way that I couldn't before. The courage and boldness that Kerry's talking about, I just go, yeah, you know what, Holy Spirit, let's just go for it. And yeah, so that's been amazing. And to be honest, I can stand here to this day, which is weird because I don't think I ever would have imagined it. I can stand here to this day saying I love reading the Bible. It's a newfound thing for me. And anyone who struggles to read the Bible, or especially me who's dyslexic, I found real freedom in just going, right, this has just got to be done. I want to get to know Jesus. Let's do it. So this picture represents you trying, you dipping your toes in. You've got to try it, because without Jesus in your life, you know, you just can't do it. And that's my experience. So I challenge you today and encourage you today, just dip your toes in, just try it, because actually you don't know what he's going to do for you. So go for it, guys.
Isn't that fabulous? I love that. And that can be our testimony, all of us. All of us, all of us. As we give time for some passion for Jesus. Another way you might like to kickstart your passion for Jesus, joining Colin on his 4-week detox course, which starts in January. There's already about 30 people gone through that who really, really got something out of that. So why don't you consider enrolling on that? But we need to be intentional. Intentional. And you know, part of that prophetic word in Maidenhead that we had, Emma said, you guys in River have a tendency for radical passion in Jesus. It's in us. That tendency is there. We just need to kickstart it and be intentional about it. It's who we are. Let's stir it up. So that's the first courage. Have courage in radical passion for Jesus. And the second courage, show and tell. Show people who I really am, says Jesus. Show them who I really am, says Father God. As we spend that time and we look on him, we become like him. Our minds are renewed. Our lives are transformed. You've just heard that from Laura. And our spirits soar. Here's a verse for you. We can all draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces. That's what we're talking about. Draw close. Look on the face of Christ. And with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. We are being transfigured into his very image as we move from one brighter level of glory to another. That's our journey. One brighter level of glory to another. And we reflect that glory out. And we show people how fantastic God is. We are simply to show and tell people through our gracious, expansive, generous love for them. Love everyone we meet. Through sharing our faith with them, having courageous conversations. You just heard about that from Laura. And living supernatural lives, being courageous in stepping out in the supernatural power of God, living like heaven is near. It is within every one of us. We just need to be courageous in releasing it. And the Lord says this, be strong, River Church, and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, the people, because basically that's what we're afraid of when we don't. Do not fear or be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. So as we are intentional, purposeful people of courage, we are willing to be radical, to take risks, to reach out, no matter what is the cost. This is what Jesus commands us. As you go, preach this message. Heaven's kingdom realm is accessible, close enough to touch. You must continually bring healing to lepers and to those who are sick. Make it your habit to break off the demonic presence from people and raise the dead back to life. freely, River Church. You have received the power of the kingdom. So freely release it to others. Live like heaven is near. Remember Stephen Klemek. Be radical. Don't relax in your recliners. And as I was preparing this, just a few days ago, I get a daily prophetic word that comes in from the Glasgow Prophetic Centre, and this is what it said. Arise, shine, take your place among the warriors, the gatekeepers, the worshippers, the miracle workers, and the kingdom advancers. It is time for you to come out of hiding, shaking off the dust of the past and the way of doing things. This is your time to arise, to stand in the ranks of the people of God. You have a call of great significance and power. What you carry is necessary for nations to be changed. So will you rise, River Church, and take your place? Will you choose to courageously emerge? Oh my goodness, what a fantastic adventure to go on with God. And his word is there encouraging us, spurring us on the way. The last part of the courage that I heard was for us to belong, for us to truly be part of the body of Christ. And I emphasize truly. Francis Chan says this: there is no greater honor on earth than to be part of God's church. As the church, we are part of Christ's body. We are built together into the temple where God's glory dwells. We are the body of Christ. That is amazing and extraordinary and should make us pause in awe that we are the body of Christ and God's glory dwells here. But it is so easy to be tempted to view church casually, to dip in and out as we want to not really value this as the body of Christ. And you know, the enemy of our souls wants us to see this as just another activity in our week, just another club, something else to fit into our busy lives. And he wants to cause us to be disconnected from the body so that we lose the life-giving connection and treasure that God has given us here. Paul in Ephesians tells us that the manifold wisdom of God is shown through the church. The many-faceted, expansive, glorious wisdom of God is shown through his design of this, where people from every nation, every tongue come together and become the body of Christ, God's own body, in unity, together, forming one dwelling place for him. It's his design, it's his joy, and we are his delight. Francis Chan goes on to say this: gathering with the church should lead us to holy ground. You get to come and worship him with someone else. You get to pour out your love to him by serving those around you and considering them more important than yourself. And you are glad that it's not about you, because this is something far greater than you. It is sacred. This is sacred. So how can we treat it as optional? Complain about it when we see it in the way that God sees church family. River Church is part of God's delight in this world. Think of our history. You've just been hearing about it with Andrew and Mavis. Everything we've walked through, our journey to this day, the joys, the struggles, the prophetic input we've had. There is a purpose from God on this church. Will we all courageously own that? We want to break new ground, don't we? This cannot be all there is. There must be more. But we are the answer. I am not the answer on my own. The senior leadership team, we are not the answer. Your leadership team isn't the answer. It's together. Together, all of us are the way that we possess our promised land and we fulfill our destiny here on this earth. So, we need to be committed to our churches, to their life, to their community, to their gatherings. You know, if we aren't involved and committed, how can we invite others in? Because actually what we're saying is we're inviting you to something that we're not really very bothered about. And that's kind of a bit weird, isn't it? We need to love one another deeply, in unity, together. And we need to give generously of ourselves, of our time, of our money. This is worth giving our lives into. Jesus modeled that when he laid down his life and gave everything, everything, everything for us. So, in conclusion, who are you? Who will you choose to be in this season? Will you be a person of courage? Will we be a family of courage? I believe that God is calling us up higher. And what we've done to date isn't going to take us where he wants to lead us. It won't take us into what he wants to release us into and what he wants to release through us into the world. It's going to take higher mindsets, more intention, deeper commitment. But it is going to be so worth it. It will be the ride of our lives, the adventure we will get nowhere else in the world than with Jesus. So, River family, will we answer the call of God on us? Will we have courage, Chris, in radical passion for Jesus, in showing the world who he really is, in truly belonging to his body and honouring it? We are going to have a response time now, which Simon will lead through. But I just challenge you, which one of those speaks to you this morning? In which one of those do you know this year I need to change a little? I need to take some steps. Which one? Radical passion for Jesus. In showing God, people who the Lord really is. Or in truly honouring and belonging to his church. And I'd encourage you this morning to really make some commitments in your heart around that. There's going to be opportunity to pray with one another. So it's good to do that then. And on your way out, what I'd like you to take is one of these postcards. Chris, if you get it up on the slide. On the front, it has our glorious lion and the verse, "Be strong and let us be courageous for our people and for the cities of our God." And on the back, it has the river spectrum. Because River Church, that is what we are called to in this day and this season. Amen.
Thank you, Kerry. We're going to try something a little bit different. So what we're going to try and do now is provide an opportunity for each and every person to respond where you believe you are. So we're back to the prophetic pictures that Richard's spent hours and hours and hours doing over the last couple of weeks for us. And I've got three people who I've asked if they will lead us in a prayer response. So if you identify as Laura did, and thanks for that, Laura, that was fantastic, with just dabbling your feet in the river. Maybe you aren't a Christian and you want to dabble your feet in the river. Or maybe you're feeling like, you know, those spiritual disciplines, need to get into those, need to start to embark on my journey with Jesus. And then this is the one to go for. And Ian, where are you? Can you come and take your picture, my friend? Ian's going to be in this corner here. He's not going to take his picture. I shall take it to him. And a member of the prayer team's going to join Ian. And if you self-identify with that one, I'd like you to go and join Ian. Pray together. What about this one? Maybe you're in with the spiritual disciplines. You're into the Bible. You're loving Jesus. You're enjoying playing worship. But perhaps it's an individual sort of thing. And he's calling you to just be that little bit bolder, that little bit more courageous, to step out, represent him, see the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. If you self-identify with that one, then I'd like you to go join Colin. Colin, can you take that one and go to the back corner, please? And please go and join Colin. And then there's this one. The river too wide to ford. Swimming. For me, Ian asked me a really interesting question. We met, he was highly spiritual at the Grenfell Arms. And he said, what would it have been like had Santa's on the high street broken out with signs and wonders and miracles? And rather than us just giving hot chocolate and biscuits, we gave people the release for the captives. What would that be like? Maybe that's where you'd like to be. Maybe that's where you are. And Kerry's going to take that picture and take it to that corner. And now it's your turn. I'd like you all to get up and move and self-identify with one of those.